Vishtes Zayin Sifyud Aleph. If you look at Hadas, the Shemin, the Ria for him, he brought him as Hadas, and also Shemin, to smell. He brought the same Shavas and Bracha Hadas, who praises the Shemin. He brought the same Bracha, the made out of Atzi the Somim, which is best to make on the Hadas, because that's the Eitz itself, it's not just the thing that has the smell of Eitz. You take the Hadas in your right hand. You do whenever you make a bracha on something, you hold in your right hand, unless you're left handed, and he holds in your left hand. And it's two different brachas, then make on the hadas first. Why? Because hadas is also intact the way it was. In other words, if the shem will be this shem and afasamun, if you make both shem and orif on that, it's at the bracha, it's a very choshev bracha, specifically on this thing, more specifically, more choshev. Since it's not the thing itself, it's just the sap that comes out of that plant. Therefore, you make the bracha on the hadas, which is the branch and the leaves of the tree first. Sif yud beis mevachem on mugma. Mugma is the summer that you put on coals, and they get burnt, and the smell comes up. When do you make the bracha? Mishiyala kiter ashona koydush agila reach. When you see that the smoke is coming out of it, and as it starts to burn already, so the smell is coming towards you. But you should lachatchila make it before the smell comes to you, because you should make the bracha over latziyosim. The ma'isa, the yevid, if he smells it and then he makes the bracha also, because as long as he's still smelling it. But you should make the bracha before the smoke starts coming out of it, because we should have to make the bracha samuch to the time it can have that note.